Welcome to GLTs, or Good Local Tips, with Caroline Wilson and Corrie Perkin. All thanks to Red Energy. They're powered by Snowy Hydro and 100% Australian electricity and gas. Call 131 806 for real Aussie energy.
Welcome everyone to our GLT episode, Good Local Tips, coming off the back of episode 134. I am here with my dear friend Caroline Wilson and my other dear friend Anna Barry. Anna from the Op Shop, who's dropped in to join us. Hi girls.
Hello.
Hello Corrie.
Hello Corrie.
Hello everyone. Hello Miss Jane. I forgot to say hello to you as well. I want to start with a wonderful new product that I have just discovered. Thank you to my friend Sharon for alerting me to this. I was explaining how there were lots of scuffs and things on your skirting boards, but particularly at the bookshop because we have white shelves, they do get quite grubby. Look no further, said Shaz. Mr. Clean Eraser Pad Block. It's a melamine sponge and you can get it from Bunnings and it's only $2.99 and it erases away scuffs and stains like magic from walls, furniture, floors and all of that sort of thing. So all of those little scuffs and things and wear and tear on your walls, particularly if you've got white or cream painted walls, gone, Anna and Cara, gone.
Corrie, that was a very fortuitous visit by Shaz. He's provided you with the world's best lemon slice for the main episode of the show this week.
Yes, and a scuff and buster.
Scuff buster, who knew? My God, there'll be a run on them at Bunnings.
Who knew? Anna, do you have any GLTs?
Yes, I do. I know we can't really travel anywhere, but I'm just thinking about exploring closer to home. And over the last week, so many people have talked to me about walks at Warmerton or Healesville, going to the Werribee Gorge, walking long tracks of the Yarra. And I'm just thinking a good GLT, just get out and about in Victoria and walk and see what you find. So that's probably my most best one.
Well, Anna, a lot of our poddies have picked up on our plea for suggestions regarding regional Victoria, where to go. Thank you to everyone who has contributed here. And we can't go through them all today, but you can look at our Facebook page or our Instagram account to pick up some of the tips. Stacey O says you need to head down the freeway to Wangaratta and a destination. Use Wangaratta as a base. Head for any day trips to Bright, Beechworth, Chilton. So many antique shops for you, Miss Jane. Head out to Brown Brothers. Oh, I've been there before for an event. That's a fantastic venue, I agree. Or up the King Valley for wine or Italian cooking. Eat here in town in Wangaratta at the amazing Ronaldo's Casa Cucina, overlooking the beautiful Ovens River. Thank you, Stacey. What a lovely suggestion. Kay Jones has also suggested, what has she said? Normal People by Sally Rooney and the TV series based on it. Thank you for that, Kay. We have talked about that before.
And what she's saying, Corrie, actually, is that there's actually three short clips of Comic Relief doing Normal People parodies. And I'll post that on the Facebook if I can.
Oh, how fabulous.
So the clips are Norma older people and it's like as if the relationship had progressed by 30 years.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So we'll post that in the show notes as well.
Great. I wonder if this still
Jane, I love the Jane, I love the idea of the crossover of Fleabag and Normal People,
yes.
Plus Marianne Connell and the hot priest from Fleabag singing Tracy Chapman's Baby, Can I Hold You? It is actually hysterical. And Corrie, I did like this Well, it's a bit of an obscure tip, but if you have a dog and if you're travelling to Port Fairy, there's a wonderful groomer named Jen who's recently relocated to Port Fairy from Malvern. World-class dog groomer, specialises in poodles, oodles and all small dogs, also offering doggy daycare at Port Fairy. So I think she sounds fantastic. She's on Facebook.
Thank you. Yeah, and Jan Simpson sent that via email. Thank you for that tip. And Sam Thompson said, my GLT is lunch at the stables at Stones in Coldstream. Beautiful food, a set menu of shared plates, gorgeous venue, definitely recommended. Thank you very much for that one too.
Now, we've actually got a correspondent on GLTs today. Carrie, this one is actually for you. This comes from very regular listener and friend of the pod, Wade Kingsley. In relation to us talking a few GLT episodes ago about Hawke's Farm, and I think, Carrie, that you said Hawke's Farm Corrie said only a couple of times a year they might have the spuds. Here's what correspondent Wade had to say about that.
Hello, Caro and Corrie. It's Wade Kingsley here, your Mornington Peninsula correspondent, self-appointed. I'm at the Hawke's Farm Gate, where on last week's GLT, Caro emphatically said that they don't serve hot chips after April. But Caro, I'm about to crunch into one. Have a listen to this. delicious. I think you owe them an apology, Caro.
Well, can I just take Wade to task? Up until this year, they stopped selling hot chips.
Yum.
They stopped selling hot chips after April 30. And I can testify, Wade, because I've been there over winter, and they said, no, we end the hot chip truck at the end of April. We bring it back in spring. Well, I'm thrilled that they've got with the program and they've kept the hot chips. It did seem strange that in winter, which is when you really want them, is when they ended them. But it's nice to have visual, and it's not visual proof.
Audio. He's munching on chips. Oh, Wade, that
well
is
done,
sensational.
Wade,
sensational.
Just back to Jan Simpson's tip from Port Fairy. The Facebook page for the dog groomer is Pandora's Paws. And there are so many wonderful regional Victorian suggestions, Corrie. I know we're going to put them up on our social media, but I did love the couple from Fairfield Books on Instagram who set off for Geelong, had morning coffee on the waterfront, then lunch in Port Arlington overlooking the wharf. We then wandered around the Queenscliff Main Street, then got on the ferry and went to Sorrento, stayed at the Flinders Hotel, absolutely loved their bed and breakfast deal, $260 per couple. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
With the exception of Saturday night, yes. And then they went to the Point Leo Estate. God. They've done around the bay.
I was going to say they've covered some miles there.
I have to send a cheerio to Heather from Fairfield Books. It's one of the most wonderful bookshops of Melbourne, and she and her family have been running bookshops for years and years, and they've got a really good little space there in Fairfield.
And closer to home, I know we're talking regional, but back in town, you might have already talked about it, but the NGV's back open, and they've got the Japanese Modernism exhibition, which is meant to be fantastic. So you just have to book tickets. Great to know that great institution's up and running.
Yeah, wonderful.
Again.
And Caro, do you have any tips?
Well, I've got tips as questions, and they're mainly gardening questions for you, Miss Jane.
Uh-huh.
Now, my garlic arrived from Digger's Seeds, and they just look like normal garlic cloves.
Yeah, that's what garlic is.
but when you plant them, do you plant a separate clove
yes.
or do you plant the whole bulb?
Separate cloves. Each tiny little one of those cloves will become a new plant and then the new clove around it, the new whole head. So just one each, make sure the little tip's upwards. You want it to be the right way up. And yeah,
that's what I was going to ask, which way?
Yeah. No, make sure the little tip is up. So where you break it off of the clove is down and then up. And you know, if you leave it in the kitchen, it'll sprout. It will just sprout. And then around that grows the entire head. It's incredible. And then you can replant some of that next year.
And do you get the beautiful flower?
Yes.
That's my favourite bit about planting garlic.
Yeah.
And so, Jane, when do you know when to pull it out of the dirt and actually have a whole bulb of garlic again?
Well, they say you plant on the shortest day of the year and harvest on the longest day. So it's about 6 months. So, you know.
Oh, dear. I better get started then.
Summer solstice.
No, you've had 2 weeks.
And my next question, I've had vermin issues, Corrie, which is something more akin to you, I have to say.
But vermin?
Not weevils.
No, possums and rats in our roof and walls, Anna.
Oh, we have got these horrible blackbirds who attack everything. They attack my baskets of pine cones. They attack the pea straw, Jane, that I bought to put into the compost bin because it was getting too liquidy. And I love birds, but I hate these blackbirds, and they're massive and terrifying, and they're scaring all the other birds away.
We did have a GLT from a listener that had something to do with rat traps, but I'm not sure we can endorse that because they could be native species. So I don't know, Caro. I think you're just going to have to protect stuff. It's the same as keeping cabbage moths off your cabbage. It's their nature.
A bit like Anna hiding her shoes and her books from little things.
But it's an old-fashioned concept, Caro, but it's been around for a few years now. Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so if you're throwing out all your old clothes and things, make one. Make one with
ISO craft for Caro. I don't think so. Crikey.
Well, think of all that booty she's throwing out. She could put high heels on it, a hat.
Oh, I'll find you a wig from the Oppie, Caro. Don't
maybe
leave
I
it
should
to me.
Staple gun Sam Newman's face to it hard. Just kidding.
Yes.
Corrie or Jane or Anna, the other. So then, of course, I got my pea straw that would have been attacked by the blackbird, went to put it in the compost bin because, you know, that's how you get rid of all that wet, squidgy stuff, according to our friend Felicity from Dramana. But there was a mouse in there.
Ah, oh,
yeah. A mouse. Oh, and
wouldn't
he be happy
in your compost bin?
Corrie might be spiders, mice and rats I just loathe. So do I just pour a whole lot of rat sack in there and hope it dies?
No. Little mice, little field mice are fine. It'll run off. It's like the one in the kitchen when I had the Zoom board meeting. I haven't seen it since.
No, just make sure
they run off. Just thump around.
Yeah, just try. Yeah. And I had rats in my compost, so just try and make sure there's no gaps or anywhere they can get in. Get a bit of chicken wire.
Did they dig under? Is that how they get in?
They can, but not super far. So
but you wouldn't want rat sack, Caro, because then you're putting it on your vegetables and you're eating it.
Yeah, and also if you puppy up again, you've got to be very careful that the puppy, Freddie couldn't go around there for Arvo tea, for
example.
We had a dilemma. Lovely, lovely long message on Facebook from Anita M. So thank you, Anita. She's actually had some really, really big health challenges over the last few months. Wasn't listening to the podcast for a while and then came back to it and said it was so lovely to actually catch up on all of the older episodes. And one of your challenges a couple of months ago, Corrie, was to walk the riverways of Melbourne. Was a thrill, says Anita, when Corrie said she was going to explore the Maribyrnong. Would love Corrie to explore a bit further upstream. Walk around Poynton's Nursery in Essendon, and then a 10K walk bike trail from Brimbank Park to Canning Reserve in Avondale Heights is beautiful and like being in the country.
Anita, that is music to my ears. First of all, I hope you're on the mend and I hope you're feeling better, and thanks for your lovely message. And I have to say, I fell in love with walking around the Maribyrnong. It was beautiful. And Coco, my daughter, who lives over that way, has said we have many other walks to explore. It could actually be, maybe we could get the Cornish walkers back, Anna. Do a four ball.
Maribyrnong or the Yarra. I mean, I've seen the most beautiful photos of the Yarra too. You wouldn't even know you're in Melbourne.
Mm. I've got one quick GLT, which is actually a podcast recommendation for the ABC's Ladies We Need to Talk. It's an episode called The Answer's No. This is not about consent in, you know, relationships or in sexual interactions. It's about learning to say no to all of the things women in particular tend to say yes to and then end up with a diary full, heart palpitations.
Oh, you mean like, I'll buy the mother-in-law's present. I'll cook the lemon sponge for them.
Exactly.
This will be good for me. I like this one, Jane.
You
can
need
you give
to
us any
listen.
Tips from it?
Oh, well, just having the strategy. And it's like, now, Corrie, can you please bring the lemon slice to the barbecue and blah, blah, and blah, blah. And you say, I won't have time to bake, but I'm happy to help you clean up after the party as my contribution.
Oh, I see. So you come in with a positive as well.
Forearmed.
Ah.
But also just some really basic things like, you know, work out what you hate doing most at home that is bugging you, that turns you into the nag. Just divulge yourself of that responsibility. So they spoke to Jamila Rizvi, who just said, I do not now wash clothes. Sorry, handed it to the partner.
Crikey.
That's the deal, and now I don't have to whinge. And so, yeah, look, really interesting. How do you say no?
I wonder if this is a COVID-led Bolshevism on behalf of the women of the world who have spent time managing work at home, chores at home, schooling children at home, and all of a sudden we've found our voices.
Well, and I think it's been happening. Look, I've certainly done that over the last couple of years, but I think when your partner is home more often to see how much work gets done, when regardless of gender, when you're actually at home all day, all those little jobs that they just sort of thought happened, I think you're seeing them happen. So anyway, ladies, we need to talk. The answer's no. Caro, I'll send you the link and we'll put it in our show notes.
Can I also say just
if
quickly?
Your husband refuses to do the laundry and you end up with, you know, 3 weeks of dirty laundry.
Well, I guess you need to discuss that in your relationship.
Yeah,
but
and if he says,
why?
Where's the shirt? You say, well, not my problem, dear.
And just buy more undies and just hold out.
I'll buy more undies. I just wanted to say quickly, you know, I've had a cold earlier this week and I'm stressing it was a cold. But this is a tip to everybody at the moment. Don't think, oh, I just have a cold, I'm okay and I can go back out there. I actually stayed at home for a couple of days and I missed out on a golf tournament I was supposed to be playing in, and I missed out at a lovely dinner at friends around around the corner, but that's okay because it's important at the moment that we keep our sniffles to ourselves, apart from the fact that you scare the bejesus out of people when you have a sneezing fit. But I did buy, I couldn't find our old temperature, our old thermometer. So we went to the chemist, bought a thermometer, and I was testing myself for 2 days. Can I suggest if you have a cold and you're not sure, is it the virus, is it not, or whatever, taking your temperature regularly is a really good gauge. And the other thing is this super scratchy throat and loss of taste and smell, which all of those were fine for me, but I just think people should keep gauging. If they have a cold, stay at home.
Get tested.
Well, get tested if you need to, exactly right. But, you know, it's a lot of stress on the medical profession at the moment if everybody's trying to test. But, yes, I just think if you know you've had a cold and you've picked it up from a grandchild, stay at home. That's it. Stay healthy, everyone.
If you've got a GLT, you can hit us up on our Facebook or, of course, the Twitter or the Instagram, or you can send us an email, feedback@don'tshootpod.com.au.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Caro. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Miss Jane. And what do we say?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Thanks for listening to Caro and Corrie's GLTs. If you've got a good local tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can email feedback@don'tshootpod.com.au or join us on Facebook and Twitter. It's all for Red Energy. Powered by Snowy Hydro, Red Energy are a leader in renewable energy. They're 100% Australian electricity and gas. You can give them a call on 131 806 for real Aussie energy. Thanks for listening.
If you love an insightful podcast, Red Energy's podcast lifestyle series is for you. For home design and decoration, don't miss Home Style with Shayna Blaze.
Getting the balance of large open spaces is about creating zones within one space.
And if you're busy in the garden, catch the sport of gardening with Dale Vine.
Compost is on trend at the moment.
Powered by Snowy Hydro, a leader in renewable energy, switch to Aussie-owned Red Energy today. Red Energy's podcast lifestyle, available from your podcast provider and on the SEN app.